The hour of vengeance strikes. Hark to the gale, as it bursts hollow through the rolling clouds, that from the north in sullen grandeur sail, like floating Alps. Advancing darkness broods upon the wild horizon, and the woods, now sinking into brambles, echo shrill, as the gust sweeps them, and those upper floods shoot on their leafless boughs the sleet drops chill, that on the hurrying crowds in fleeting showers distill. They reach the wilderness. The majesty of solitude is spread before their gaze. Stern nakedness, dark earth and wrathful sky. If ruins were there, they long had ceased to blaze. If blood was shed, the ground no more betrays. E'en by a skeleton, the crime of man, behind them rolls the deep and drenching haze, wrapping their rear in night. Before their van, the struggling daylight shows the unmeasured desert wan. Still on they sweep, as if hurrying march could bear them from the rushing of his wheel, whose chariot is the whirlwind. Heaven's clear arch, at once is covered with a living veil, in mixed and fighting heaps the deep clouds reel. Upon the dense horizon hangs the sun, in sanguine light, an orb of burning steel. The snows wheel down through twilight, thick and dun. Now tremble, men of blood, the judgment has begun. The trumpet of the northern winds has blown, and it is answered by a dying roar of armies on that boundless field o'erthrown. Now is the awful gust the desert hoar, is tempered, a sea without a shore, lifting its feathery waves. The legions fly, volley on volley down the hailstones pour, blind, famished, frozen, mad, the wanderers die, and dying, hear the storm, but wilder thunder by. Such is the hand of heaven. A human blow had crushed them in the fight, or flung the chain round them where Moscow's stately towers were low, and all be stilled. But thou, thy battle-plain, was a whole empire. That devoted train must war from day to day with storm and gloom, man following, like the wolves that rend the slain, must lie from night to night, as in a tomb, must fly, toil, bleed for home, yet never see that home.